This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
La ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله وحده الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name Laqit ibn Sabira, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, inna limra'atan fi lisaniha shay'an ya'ni min al-badha'a." He said, "My wife, she is, when she talks, she might be abusive. She might use bad words. She will use false languages or language." Then the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Talliqha." Leave her, divorce her. If she is like, you know, saying bad things to you and treating you bad, you leave her. Then he said, "Ya Rasulullah, lakinna li minha suhba, wa li la minha walad." "Ya Rasulullah, we've been living together for a while, you know. She's like, as we say, umma'iyali, and she is the, you know, my wife, the mother of my children, and we have children together." Then the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "So keep reminding her and advising her not to use such language. إِيَّكُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ فَسَتَفْعَلْ. Inshallah, she will change. You know, she will be good. But don't ever hit her or beat her." قَالَ وَلَا تَضْرُبْهَا. As long as you're going to live with that, because she's not going to change overnight. But don't ever or don't hit her or beat her. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم once said, قال لقد طاف بآل محمد نساء كثير يشكون أزواجهن ليسوا أولئك بخياركم. Came to my family today so many women complaining about their husbands, how they're treating them. This is not the good among you, who their women are complaining about to them, that they're abusing them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right before he died, while his deathbed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among the last things that he said, قال يا أيها الناس اتقوا الله في النساء اتقوا الله في النساء أوصيكم بالنساء خيرا. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I remind you of the right of woman, of your woman, of your wife." He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I advise you, I encourage you to treat them with kindness." Aisha radiallahu anha said, "Ma daraba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shay'an qatta biyadih, lam ra'atan wala khadima." She said the Prophet Muhammad never hit anyone with his hand. A woman or a servant. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, قال اتقوا الله في النساء فإنكم أخذتموهن بأمان الله. He said, have fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as this woman became with you and lawful for you to intimate with, to live with, to have her with you and to live together by the word of Allah. And he said, don't beat your wife all day, then in the night you want to sleep with her. قال لا يجد أحدكم امرأته جلد العبد ثم يكون مضاجعها آخر الليل. In other words, does it work? You abuse her during the daytime, and in the night now you are all nice and you want to intimate with her. Also, sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلق رضي منها آخر. Don't hate your spouse. If you don't like something in your spouse, you will find something else that you might like. In other words, nobody is perfect. Reported by Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala. All this are representations and echoing what Allah says in the Quran. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. He have made for you from your own self as spouses, that you might dwell with them in peace, in tranquility, with love and mercy. And that's the key point, that mawaddah wa rahmah, the love and the mercy, the compassionate, that it should be between spouses. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty Allah says, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Let or deal, live with them in goodness. And the word goodness is a very general word. You know, how would you say that this is good? According to what came in the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as what commonly known to be good, commonly known to be good in society. So all this, because Islam cares so much about the family. And by the way, these rules, yes, were said in regard to the wife, but also apply to husband. To apply to husband. And I guess we're living in a time where we need to state that too. Where also wife should be nice and kind and, you know, to her husband. So it go both ways. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ. It's basically everyone have rights and responsibilities towards one another. And Islam cares, as I said, so much about family because Islam sees family as the cornerstone of the society. And it's so important for that cornerstone to be strong, for these foundations to be solid. Ya walladhina amanu wattaba'athum dhurriyyatuhum biiman alhaqna bihim dhurriyyatahum wama alatnahum min 'amalihim min shay' kullu mri'in bima kasaba rahin. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that this tie between family members will not even end by the end of your life. It will continue after your death. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and promise that the family will be gathered together as a family again in paradise. To the extent that if the son or the wife or the husband happen to be in a higher place in paradise, they will intercede and they will elevate their family members to their level. So that tie is so strong. And since the month of October is the month of the domestic violence, I thought it would be good to remind myself and my community about this topic. You know, usually we have a one day to remind us of something. Now we have a whole month. It is because it's a big problem. Yes, it is. You know, domestic violence is a serious problem that we face as not only as a society, as a community, society, and globally. You know, globally, more than 30%, 35% of women in the world have experienced domestic violence. That's a huge, number. And since the pandemic happened, and the lockdown during the pandemic, things didn't go down or get any better. As a matter of fact, we have an increase globally is about 8.1% on the cases of domestic violence. And that's, in the US and in the very similar rate globally. And that's make us, more even keen to address this issue, as this pandemic and spending more time together have unfortunately not necessarily brought many people closer to each other as much as it's exposed some of the differences and the lack of, dealing with these differences. On an average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by their partner in the U.S. If you calculate that, that means more than 10 million women and men abused yearly. One in five women and one in seven men have been victims of severe physical violence by their partner in the U.S. In a typical day, the hotline received more than 20,000 calls about domestic violence. And if there is a gun in the home, the domestic violence situation increases the risk of homicide by 500%. Especially for us lives in Texas, and gun at home are very common. Violence counts for 15% of violent crimes in the U.S. And it's interesting to know, I always thought that the most vulnerable woman to domestic violence, what age group? It was a surprise for me to know that the age of 18 and 24 are most commonly abused by their partner, while 25 to 34 are the most vulnerable ones. So even as young as your daughter who's just got married can be living in a domestic abuse situation, while you're not aware of that. Domestic victimization is correlated with a higher rate of depression and suicidal behavior. One in every 15 children are exposed to partner violence each year, and 90% of these children are eyewitnesses to this violence. That's so scary, because that means a cycle of doom in our society. Texas is not very good in this, issue. We rank number 8 statewide in the United States. Number 8 in domestic violence in the U.S. I bet you, I don't have very, maybe in 2015 and 16, but I don't know even today, couldn't update that and look what we rank, nationwide. But in 2018, there were about over 200,000 cases. 71% of family violence were female, while 28% of them were male. And there is an interesting thing about perceptions, okay? When you think of domestic violence, what would you think? Like, what the picture that come to your mind? 39% of all family violence victims were Hispanic, while 68%, 0.5, were white, 28%, 0.9, were black, which is also an interesting observation. 174 women were killed in 2020 in Texas. In Houston, going even more micro, related to us, in Houston in 2020, Women's Center Emergency Hotline received more than 3,000 calls in just the month of April. And, the number of fatalities are increased. It's 35 people killed in 2020 versus 19. That's just, 35 people killed out of 63 in Texas. That's a very high number. Harris County combined number of domestic violence cases, surplus 20,000 cases. And don't ever think that our community or our society are far from this. Unfortunately not. And I want to, before I make my final points in this talk and this reminder today, I just want to make sure that we know that domestic violence comes in many different forms. It comes one in a form which is the most obvious one, the physical abuse. And this typically involves, hitting or threatening to hurt someone. Can rank from pushing and punching somebody and slapping someone, and all the way to killing a person. Also, it can be as clear as with violence, physical abuse, it also can come in a form of verbal abuse, insulting. Also, there is an emotional abuse. And some people think of abuse only as physical, but also emotional abuse is very dangerous. Belittling another person, damaging their self-esteem or sense of worth, always putting him down or putting her down. That's an emotional abuse, and unfortunately it's also common. When somebody always make fun of somebody. And that can happen sometimes alone when you're home or in front of people, in front of her kids, front of his kids, front of their friends or family members. Constantly, criticizing someone's efforts, calling names, cursing at someone, or purposefully trying to turn someone's family, friends, and children against them. That's an emotional abuse. There is also an economic abuse. An economic abuse comes in the form of being so stingy, holding back. I would never forget a sister that I know, her husband, who owns a car business. A car business, riding a car that's broken down, bad. And I said, your husband has a car business. She said to me, Sheikh, I paid for this car. A broken car that you see, I paid for it. Taking his money, her money, without any consideration of a permission. My money is your money and your money is my money. And in the end of the day, it goes only to you. That's not right. Not giving the mahar that you promise your spouse. When you know that there is a need of help, financial help, and you said, no, you can't work. Just stay like that. And you know that this is a big problem financially in that house. And what's the most abusive way I've seen when it comes to money? When it comes to divorce. As even though, in divorce there's so much abuse. Where she goes after his money, he goes after her money. And all those kind of stories that is just so sad. So sad. When you see a man just going after her wealth and she goes after his wealth. And while in Islam that is not allowed for them to touch that money. Also, it doesn't mean that you divorce her and you throw her, you give her $3,000 and you said, Islam doesn't say that. Let somebody tell me, Sheikh in Islam, khalas, I give her 3 months and that's it. No, it's not. Don't make things up. Ask, and that's not the time to go into detail, but absolutely that's not the case. Also, there is psychological abuse. And that topic of domestic abuse involves trying to control someone by using means of fear, intimidations, threats, involve isolating the person. You're not allowed to contact your family, cut him off or cut her off from all her friends and so forth. Sometimes I found something very interesting that it was identified as form of psychological abuse, and recently I come to deal with something like that, which is threatening self-harm. You know, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to do this to myself. So what do you have to do? You know, you have to agree. You have to submit. Or harming the kids. You know, this will happen to them. All these kind of threats, it's a psychological abuse to your spouse. And there's a lot of manifestation of this you can think of. But I want us to have this broad horizon when it comes to the abuse. And people, unfortunately, they don't even notice that they are abusers. Also, there's a sexual abuse. When you force your partner to a sexual relationship, or your spouse to a sexual relationship, that is harmful. That is not wanted. That it is haram. Or preventing yourself from her or him. And by the way, it goes both ways. Saying no, you know, and for the purpose of harming or punishing, goes both ways. Understanding these concepts will make us more aware of the domestic abuse. Just remember, it's never justified. And it's never the victim's fault. And it can happen to anyone. Muslim, non-Muslims, rich, educated. I have seen people who are, you know, top of their careers, top of their degrees, and they are abuser, and all kind of these abuse. They do. Men, women, young, old, doesn't matter. Have children, no children. Keep in mind that although victims of domestic violence are overwhelmingly female, men can be also victim of domestic violence. I hope that we revival this good reminder to revival the love, the peaceful way of communicating with each other, talking to each other, listening to one another, loving one another and forgiving one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring love and peace to our homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us from what we say in here. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad aqulu ma sami'tu wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. People talk about why there is a domestic violence after alhamdulillah wa salatu wa rasulullah. One of it is the cycle of doom. People have bad experience. But I want to tell you, if you raised up in a family that experienced domestic violence, you don't need to repeat that. Just stop the cycle. Let it stop at you. Two, sometimes people are unstable psychologically. You know, that's good if you're going through depression, if you're going through anxiety, if you're so, you know, stressed out in your life. Maybe you need to deal with that. One of the reason for domestic violence as well, I found, is, you know, addictions to drugs, to alcohol. Also, one of the thing is reason for domestic violence to take place when there is cheating, when they cheat on one another. Also, there is people by nature are very aggressive, have anger problems. And I found Muslim women can face domestic violence even more than average women. And there is even studies were made about that. One of the reasons, because a lot of Muslim women are immigrants, they don't have a status. So they are worried about what will happen to them if they say no, if they ask for divorce. Also, culture-wise, you know, I remember a father told me, I have no daughters who get divorced. I said, what that means? He said, either she come back to me, I would rather her to come back to me dead than come back to me as a divorced woman. That kind of mentality is just retarded. And it's absolutely haram. Sometimes I found religion can be used as a justification for abuse. I'm not responsible to give her money. No, you are actually. She has to take my permission before she leave the house. Yeah, but not everything. There is a lot of misunderstanding about that. A common practice thing, you do need a permission. She doesn't need your permission to go to the market, to the mall, to the school, to her daily work. She doesn't have to. Some people think that she has to go. One person told me, I give my woman absolute freedom. You know, she called me and she told me, can I go to the grocery stores or the mall? I said, yes. So I never abused her. I mean, just thinking that this is how it is, and that's how the control is, that's just a wrong understanding of the concept of permission. It's like this brother who told, I give all my kids the freedom to choose their career. I said, excellent. So he said, all my kids, are doctors. They can choose whatever kind of doctors they want to be, but they have to be a doctor. They have the freedom to choose in that circle. What kind of, that's not a freedom. Sometimes using the religion, and justifying like even fabricated narrations and weak narrations that the Prophet ﷺ didn't say, or using some hadith which is authentic but in a wrong way to abuse, to control. Justification this as you being jealous. I found also a lot of Muslim women can be abused because of the barrier of language. So she's worried if she gets divorced, what she will do. She doesn't have family. Sometimes also community and religious, unfortunately, I can say that as an imam, all what we know, go back, things will change, things will be better. No. If there is an abuse, a physical abuse, it's not your call to make that. There's people got killed, physically harmed, a damage that she will never be recovered from, her or her children, for years. And please, when we have a cases like this, one thing that I want to end my talk with today is make sure that if there is especially physical abuse and there is guns in the house, make sure that you have an evacuation plan. Make sure you talk to someone about that. There is, in Houston, we have, nationwide, we have the hotline. You can call anytime, you will get help. There's many organizations locally among our community, they help women who are abused. And in the society at large as well. There are 13 organizations in Houston, and shelters. And I can tell you our masjid will be 100% committed, inshallah, to help anyone who is in an abuse situation. Please, when you have a situation like this, don't say it's going to change and you just continue in that. Don't have that despair from Allah's mercy. That's not a call for everybody to, because of any kind of conflict at home, hey, let's get divorced. That's not the point. No. But make sure that you go to professionals, seek professional help. Family and community should show support to victims. And that support is according to the need of the person. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to... There is much to be said, and I have a longer lecture about this online. You can listen to it as well. But I hope that will be a good reminder for all of us about this topic and this subject. And I know it's a sensitive, but unfortunately it is a very, very real, and a lot of people are suffering from it silently. So I hope my voice today will reach out to those who are living in such situation to show that there is a lot of people care and willing and there for you to support you. We ask Allah by His names and attributes to bring mercy and tranquility and peace to all homes, and to bless us and to bless all the families and to bless our children and to bless our spouses. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower us with His mercy and to bless our city and our country. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace to the whole world. And I ask Allah by His names and attributes to forgive our parents, the living and the dead, and to forgive all the believing men and women. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat, irhamna wa afina wa'fu anna wa aslih ahwalana, wa sallallahu wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa qumu lis